You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have another big shift in energy when the sun moves into Sagittarius. So it might actually seem like a giant relief on the 21st when the moon is in Capricorn, so there's still sort of a seriousness, but the sun moves into Sagittarius, which is a real, like, upliftment in energy. So Scorpio is very dark and brooding and wanting to dig up the depths of things. And Sagittarius is philosophical and optimistic and big thinking and very, very honest and forthright, which can give people foot-in-mouth disease, where you say things you probably shouldn't have, or you didn't mean to, or you did mean to, but they were taken wrong. So be careful for the next month with that, because Sag is famous for that. But you will definitely feel that this is a time to socialize and maybe plan holidays and adventure and any kind of, enroll in some kind of study or study another culture. Even languages are interesting to Sagittarius. So it's an energy that's definitely much more buoyant. It's ruled by Jupiter. So any kind of expansive philosophical education, but education that you're interested, not any kind of rote learning. Sagittarius will not have any of that. So sort of things that you find cultural and interesting are things that you're going to enjoy this month. On the 22nd, we have Neptune going direct after quite a while going retrograde. So you'll feel Neptune's energy is very, it's mystical. It connects us into like the other dimensions. It connects us to our spirit guides, angels, art and inspiration, and it rules the movie industry and all things that are kind of ruled by inspiration. So music and art and poetry and expression in the artistic realm. Also people who have talent with channeling or connecting with animals or mediums, those types of people, all are often very Neptunian. So with Neptune going direct again, things might become, I guess it's always even tricky. I find it interesting because Neptune is nothing is as it seems and everything is kind of an illusion. So you don't really have all the facts. And I guess that's how, you know, the only way we can understand other worlds, it's hard for us to grasp here in the 3D dimension. So it can, even when I talk about it, I'm like, what am I exactly saying? I'm not really even sure. But what Neptune does is it can create a fog, it can create confusion, it can create, it changes things by dissolving. And the fog is like shimmery, you can't really see through it. Even when you shine a light on it, it gets even harder to see through. So it's kind of more requires you to step out of your normal way of functioning so that you can understand or grasp sort of the mystical elements of the things that are going on around you. With Neptune direct, probably if you are an artist, if you work with music or you're an actor or anybody involved in writing and that sort of mystical world will start to kind of get back to what they're used to now. There might have been a break in that. But now, as Neptune goes forward, you can kind of get more of a grasp on how you're used to handling the world of inspiration. And Neptune isn't for everybody, but definitely artists, people who are inclined to create art or express themselves in an artistic way, will find that Neptune is now kind of more what they're used to and heading back in a direction that helps them express themselves. And it still can be like, depending on your chart and how it, whether it's afflicted or whether it's in a harmonious position, it can be still a confusing kind of energy or causing you to feel confused is a good word because you can't quite think straight. Whenever I'm having a Neptune transit, I get really tired and want to nap a lot, or I get confused and repeat the words like, I just can't think straight, which is really tricky when you're trying to communicate and you can't think straight or write and you can't think straight. But generally that will pass. And usually when you are feeling nappy or you need to just rest, you should rest because all kinds of inspiration can come to you in those times, which is very important. You want your inspiration. So that's the kind of the big news for the week. On Saturday, on the 25th, we'll have a trine between Uranus and Mercury. And the moon then is in Aquarius. And it gives you kind of an outside-of-the-box way of thinking. It makes you, Mercury is how we think, how we communicate. And Uranus is always, the system buster. It wants to, bust up the way things are and make change, and it'll give you lightning bolts of inspiration and genius ideas of how things could be different. So when it connects to Mercury, it can make for a very sharp and fast moving mind. So you might find that day you want to talk, you want to communicate, ideas normally you maybe would keep to yourself because you're like, screw this, I'm not going to sit on this anymore. I'm just going to be who I am and communicate how I want to communicate, even if that's offensive to some people. So, and that's actually good because, I mean, of course there's always a balance, but it's good to express yourself, even if your ideas are outside of the box and, usually when that's the case, you're somehow rejected by your family. It seems to be 100% of the times, if you're kind of different, it's your family has rejected you in some way for being different. But with Uranus there in Aquarius, you don't really care because it doesn't matter to you whether your family accepts you or not, nor should it, because you still need to be your authentic self. Otherwise, you're just going to, wither and die, which is what happens when you're not your authentic self. So it's really important work. So think of that on Saturday. You might be very into communicating exactly who you are, which is lovely. The next day on Sunday, the moon is in Pisces and it's conjoined with Neptune. So I would, if I was you, take Sunday, and even if you can Monday, because Mercury is conjoined with Saturn on Monday, take time to really not have anything to do. You need time to rest and relax and have a hot bath. Water is a very soothing energy to the moon and to Neptune. So if you give yourself some, lavender or clary sage or some sort of very soothing frankincense, that sort of thing, essential oil in a nice hot bath with Epsom salts, and, take care of yourself. Maybe do your toes or do something that makes you feel important and loved and relaxed. Watch your favorite movie or read a book or write a poem, but don't require yourself to kind of be out in the world because you'll be very sensitive to the outside world on Sunday. Very sensitive to the noise of, if you were in traffic, it would probably be too much. Or if you were, if you went shopping and you were in a big store with lots of people, that would be, very difficult for your energy to process. So if you can, take the day for yourself. And on the 27th, the Monday, the moon will still be in Pisces and Mercury will conjoin Saturn, and Mercury, again, is how we think and the thoughts and the way we communicate. And Saturn is pretty heavy. Saturn likes to be very certain and careful and step by step, but that's the good part of Saturn. If it's not handling things correctly, or if you're not handling things correctly, Saturn can, or if it's just plain old simple karma, Saturn can be a very heavy, very worrisome, fear-filled planet. So often if you are having an episode of anxiety or fear, or you're worried about your loved ones, or you're worried about money, or you're worried about anything, worried about your health, if you fear, doctors, or if fear is coming into the picture, that can often be related to Saturn. Also feeling unworthy and unloved. People who have Saturn in difficult positions in their chart will often have self-esteem and body image issues and feel very unloved and unworthy. And often it can stem to their childhood too. You can see that in there. So with Saturn conjoined Mercury, take time to, have experience your emotions and your thoughts, but recognize too that there might not be so valid, that you might be just feeling a little more depressive and a little sadder because Saturn is right on top of Mercury. And that's not, even though it's in Sagittarius, at the last degrees of Sagittarius, it's still not an easy feeling. It's still hard. So if you need to have a cry, because that's very cleansing for your soul. Don't hold back your tears. We need to be able to cry when we need to cry. And I don't know I don't know what happened or where it happened that we thought we should hide that or be ashamed of crying. Because it's very, you know, at least you know you're clearing things out when you're crying and your tears are washing away your pain or your depression or your worry or whatever. So do let out your emotions if you're having them. Saturn can be famous for kind of blocking them off too. But you don't want to do that. You want to keep feeling your feelings. We still do have a lot of Scorpio energy in the cosmos, which is, especially with Jupiter there and Venus is there in Scorpio. And it's, you know, Scorpio can be heavy, which I think is having to do with all these people coming forward and communicating like terrible things that have happened and being actually well received and heard and listened to for a change. So the world is changing and we're all a part of it and it's pretty exciting. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions or you'd like your own chart read, please do feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings. I hope you have a most wonderful week.